Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
The fat joke rule. There should be an exception allowed for Michael because when he speaks, he rarely misses. He is a jewel. So you've been described as a jewel.
Our board operator, Michelangelo, a national treasure, a jewel.
Bill Barr, who's going to be our attorney general yesterday, being grilled, and he was asked this like 19 different ways on whether or not Trump could tell him to fire Mueller or whatever.
I am not going to do anything that I think is wrong, and I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody, whether it be editorial boards or Congress or the president. I'm going to do what I think is right.
I appreciate him saying that, although I don't get what this exercise really is. If he's the sort of guy that's in league with Trump and Putin, he's not going to be honest about about this anyway.
You know, hey, do we have that Bill Maher clip you were talking about that you sent to me overnight?
No.
But I couldn't listen to it because my internet's been out for 4 days.
Well, you got to check that out. It's like a 5-minute conversation, but it's really worth checking out.
I was just going to make the point, and I say this with sympathy because I love everybody. I, Joe Getty.
Yet I don't. I hate a lot of people.
I love my fellow Americans, and I would appreciate your support in the 2020 election. No, I just.
75% of people I like. The other 25% I deeply hate.
That's a pretty good ratio. I think I can join you on that. I was just going to say, a lot of people arrive at what they believe because they get different information or their favorite stations are telling them something different or they're brought up a different way. And I don't dislike people who disagree with me. I would like it if we could talk calmly and trade ideas and you wouldn't hate me because I don't believe what you believe. But I seriously have had zero concern that Donald J. Trump was going to fire Robert Mueller for, I don't know, at least 6 months. I mean, it's just utterly clear to me it's not going to happen. And it's not that I'm not concerned because I don't care. It's that I know it's not going to happen.
Well,
you flip on CNN and MSNBC, every single day.
It's a daily worry.
Right. Yeah. They have Bob Mueller stripped to the waist, a gun in each hand, in his office, fending off the forces of Trump that are trying to end the investigation right now because it's a constant threat. But no, that's not happening at all. There's no problem here. But they spend all day trying to get old Bill Barr to admit that he might be an agent of Putin and or Trump and shut down Mueller. And he's like, no, I wouldn't do that.
I've been through the dictator talk with Barack Obama and now with Donald Trump of the opposition side saying this person will not leave the White House and is planning to be a dictator.
Right.
There's no way that could happen the way our government is currently constituted. It just could not happen.
No, our institutions are too strong.
No, there's zero.
Funky as they can be.
There's not only a low chance of it, it's a chance of zero.
Right.
That anybody's going to end up being a dictator anytime soon in America.
I heard Trump's the new Hitler.
But there are people,
idiotic thing I've ever heard, and I've heard it 50,000 times.
Bill Maher and Chris Matthews were discussing it yesterday as if it's a decent chance it's going to happen, that Trump is going to name himself dictator, and then, oh my God, what are we going to do?
That's hilarious.
I'm not a fan of Hitler.
That's right, Mr. President. That's hilarious.
It amazes me.
Although, I will tell you this, and again, maybe it's because I'm a middle child. I like to bring people together.
As Sebastian Junger in his brilliant book Tribe points out, and I'm, you know, paraphrasing, people on one level like to be afraid because they band together with other people, and that feels really good, to feel close to other people, to depend on other people. In the wake of a disaster, people come together, and sometimes they say, that was the best, that was the happiest I've ever been, when the whole town came together and shared and blah, blah, blah. People love that, and particularly in our disconnected times, where we're all standing at our screens, calling people we barely know on Facebook our friends when we don't really ever see our friends. During these times, people have an extra acute thirst for that. And so, if you can convince yourself Trump is the new Hitler, and we're all threatened, you go to rallies, you go to marches, you have a Facebook group, and you feel really good that you're banding together with people. Never mind that it's absolute paranoid horse crap. And the same applies to Obama. Obama was never going to stay for a third term. And we had people asking us, I've heard this is happening, what do you guys think? It's not going to happen. But I don't. People like to be afraid.
Back to Bill Barr, there was something for everybody to like or not like, depending on how extreme your politics are, I guess. But he said several times that he's known Mueller for years. Mueller's a great guy. It's not a witch hunt. I can't even imagine. There's zero chance of Mueller doing anything that would cause him to be fired
for cause, right? Yeah.
So you know, this is a witch hunt. Mueller's in on it, etc. Crowd couldn't have liked that.
Right.
Out of the hand-picked Trump attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
And he said lots of stuff like that. On the other hand, I was really happy to hear on non-Russia collusion stories, he says we have to have a secure border. It's a giant problem, and it's got to be secured. He also said that he promised Lindsey Graham that he would get to the bottom of this whole FBI thing, how and why they decided to investigate an elected president. As a Russian spy, he said he'll get to the bottom of that, and he said he was horrified when he saw the Paige Strzok texts
right
at the bias in the FBI. So,
and he hinted that it seems like the FBI can whip up an investigation of a sitting president just because a handful of people
sure
feel like it.
Sure looks like you could. Sure right. Looks like you could.
Right, right. Which is incredibly troubling. Oh, speaking of the Russians and that whole Russian thing, which, I mean, is... There are news outlets that have talked about nothing but for months and months and months and months.
What whole Russian thing are you talking about? The 37 purge? Their love of caviar?
No.
The big furry hats? What whole Russian thing are you talking about?
No, the Decembrists movement of the late 1800s. As usual. No, you know, the whole Trump thing. But Peter Robinson wrote recently in Forbes magazine, that... As various files from the USSR have been disclosed and come out, a researcher for the London Times came across an unbelievable memo composed in 1983 by the top man in the KGB. The memo was addressed to Yuri Andropov, who was the top man in the entire USSR.
Is he one of those guys that lasted like a month?
And Andropov was not around for a while, for very long.
We had a couple in a row there when I was a young man that lasted like a month.
Yeah, it was
Chernenko and Andropov.
Yeah, they came and went quick. It was like, you know, the popes were that way for a while, briefly. But so, top guy at the KGB writes a memo to the top guy in the entire Soviet Empire, and the topic is, I just heard from Ted Kennedy. I need to tell you about it. What the liberal lion of the Senate said, coming up next.
Ted Kennedy was a secret Russian agent? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? If I wanted to say that, I'd have gone ahead and said it.
I'm just reading between the lines.
That's unnecessary. You to put words in my mouth.
If Ted Kennedy wanted one of those big furry hats, he would have needed a really giant one. An enormous head. Ted Kennedy.
The Decembrists. Thank you very much, Michael.
Ever tell you about when I was in Moscow, the hotel I was staying at, how much caviar they had on the breakfast buffet every morning?
I think you mentioned it briefly.
They had like a dozen different kinds of caviar every morning.
Mm.
Giant quantities of it. I never
put that on your Frosted Flakes?
Not my thing, the fish eggs.
Mm.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Honey, what's that noise?
That's the home security guy. He's installing our alarms.
Oh, he actually showed up? He was giving us the runaround for weeks.
You're going to be safe as clams when I'm done drilling this sucker in.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone with Simply Safe.
The neighbors love theirs. They can't stop talking about how easy it is to use. And Greg set it up himself in just 30 minutes.
Greg set it up himself? I don't think I've ever seen him touch a hammer.
No drilling, no wiring, and no installation fee. They get 24/7 professional monitoring for just $15 a month. Best of all, there's no long-term contract.
And they didn't have to deal with any of this.
I'll just pop a rug over this hole. It'll be fine.
Protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafe.com/radio. Go right now, and you'll also get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. It takes only a minute. That's simplysafe.com/radio. Simplysafe.com/radio.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Thorpe. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Breaking from Jake Tapper, who I like. House Majority at Leader Hoyer, that's Steny Hoyer, says the State of the Union is off.
What?
Well, we'll see if any more details come out on that. Nancy Pelosi said earlier they should postpone the State of the Union for security reasons. I think maybe we should postpone it because it's going to be a... I almost said something you're not supposed to say.
Really?
It's going to be a blank show. This is from another CNN person.
Sounds like a presumptive close to me. Steny Hoyer saying, no, it's off. We can't have it.
At Kate Budon asks at Leader Hoyer if at Speaker Pelosi is essentially saying the State of the Union on the Hill is canceled. Yep. He said the State of the Union is off. Any chance Trump could convince him otherwise? No. Do they get to decide?
So what I'm kind of piecing together is if they don't show up to hear the thing, then I guess it's off?
Congress has to...
It's in their building. It's in their room.
Yeah, the president can't force his way onto the floor of Congress and start speechifying. Otherwise, we would have something like a dictatorship. Wow, so I'd failed to consider that, but it's an obvious point.
It's her house. It's Nancy's house.
Not in my house.
That's what she has essentially said.
Going to have a house party. Right. Well, that's an odd maneuver. Boy, these are strange times.
And then State of the Union
is the 1980s, Jack.
State of the Union is not needed. I'm sure we'll be discussing this more in the future. But
indeed.
Okay. So you just decide what parts of the Constitution we get to ignore then.
Awesome.
Perfect. Great. They're literally shredding the Constitution. No, they're not. No, that would be illegal. So back in the 80s, there's a
good
memo
times.
From
parachute pants.
Oh, please.
Tight perms for white men.
Doing the pogo to Devo. So the top guy at the KGB sends a memo to the top guy at the in the evil empire of the Soviet Union and says on the 9th and 10th of May this year, Senator Edward Kennedy's close friend and trusted confidant, John Tunney, was in Moscow. Tunney was Kennedy's law school roommate, former Democratic senator from California. The senator charged Tunney to convey the following messages through confidential contacts to the general secretary and drop off. Kennedy's message was simple. He proposed an unabashed quid pro quo. Kennedy would lend Andropov a hand in dealing with President Reagan. In return, the Soviet leader would lend the Democratic Party a hand in challenging Reagan in the 1984 presidential election.
What?
The only real...
This sounds like the best stuff anybody could hope for out of the Mueller report.
I know.
About Trump.
And listen, this isn't whataboutism. This is just perspective. The only real potential threats to Reagan are problems of war and peace and Soviet-American relations, the memo states. These issues, according to the senator, will without a doubt become the most important of the election campaign. So Kennedy made Andropov a couple of specific offers. First, he offered to visit Moscow. The main purpose of the meeting, according to the senator, this is a quote, would be to arm Soviet officials with explanations regarding problems of nuclear disarmament so they may be better prepared and more convincing during appearances in the U.S. Kennedy would help the Soviets deal with Reagan by telling them how to brush up their propaganda. Then he offered to make it possible for Andropov to sit down for a few interviews on American television. Quote, a direct appeal to the American people will, without a doubt, attract a great deal of attention and interest in this country. So,
how's this not gotten more attention?
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second because that's a great question. The long and short of it is, Kennedy thought Reagan's only vulnerability is if Soviet relations get so ugly and scary that the American people balk and say, Reagan's too confrontational. We need somebody else in there. How about you, Teddy? And that he would help them do that in return for help getting elected. Which is, and it goes on, there's some more details to it. And, you know, if you're a history freak like we are, it's absolutely worth a read. And we will post this article from Forbes.com at ArmstrongandGetty.com. And it is suggested that Kennedy was actually concerned about the state of U.S.-Soviet relations and was scared about it. And, you know, if he could get elected, all the better. And again, this is in Forbes. This is not, you know, at, you know, Weekly World News or something like that. In 1992...
Weekly World News.
Is there more? or what's the World Net Daily or something like that? In 1992, Tim Sebastian published a story about this memo in the London Times. In 92. Here in the U.S., the story received no attention. In his 2006 book, The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism, historian Paul Kenger reprinted the memorandum in full. The media, says Kenger, the author, ignored the revelation. This document, he continues, has stood the test of time. I scrutinized it more carefully than anything I've ever dealt with as a scholar. I showed the document to numerous authorities who deal with Soviet archival material. No one has debunked the memorandum or shown it to be a forgery. Kennedy's office did not deny it. There's no evidence that Andropov acted on it or took Kennedy up on the bargain. But that's an amazing revelation.
That's pretty colludy.
That's right up there with candidate Richard Nixon communicating with the Vietnamese, saying, don't cut a deal with the North. Don't cut a deal. If you cut a deal that'll undermine my candidacy, you let me get in there, we'll cut you a better deal. And so he was colluding behind the scenes with the North and the South and the rest of it. Read about it if you like someday. But, yeah, so Kennedy was actually in bed with the Soviets, or tried to be, to work out a little election advantage. Just worth a little perspective, the liberal lion of the Senate.
The perspective there would be, since we know then as now that collusion isn't actually a criminal term.
It's a scary sounding word, though, Jack.
It's something.
Collusion.
Might not look good politically, but it's not necessarily illegal. Depends on what actually happens.
Exactly.
And,
depends on the particulars.
And so if there are some collusion-y stuff or things that come out in the Mueller report, this might all of a sudden get the attention that it's deserved for years when people say, okay, well, this has happened before.
Well, and I don't know what you're going to do, dig up Ted Kennedy and kick him, but...
I might. Can you do that? That's
well,
ghoulish, isn't it?
There are a handful of good reasons to do that, frankly. The great lion of the Senate was a reprehensible human being in a lot of ways, but I just... Selective outrage annoys me.
Major national
Maybe
radio
show. Maybe it's
because
I wake up outraged and go to bed outraged, but yes?
I'm looking at the headline, Major National Radio Show.
Exhumes Ted Kennedy, assaults corpse. Yeah, that'd be, you know, as long as they spell your name right.
Condones grave digging.
Radio ghouls advocate digging up Kennedy.
Radio ghouls.
See, that would not be great publicity.
As long as they spell your name right.
Right, of course, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway,
and
I thought
somebody
that was...
will ask us with a completely straight face and serious tones.
Right.
So are you advocating the digging up of the former senator from Massachusetts?
It was a joke.
For the purpose of kicking his exhumed body?
Oh, you
body?
Think defiling corpses is funny? Yeah, I do. That's why I made the joke. The old unfair dismantling of and asking serious tones why a joke was funny. It's a great technique for arguing unfairly, if you're into that.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall Phillips?
Well, State of the Union, on or off, we will have the latest El Chapo on the stand after explosive testimony.
And, yeah, I'd say.
And Facebook's multi-million-dollar plans to support local news. Coming up minutes from now.
All right, El Marsho.
Our savior's Facebook, trying to make the world a better place in which to live. Yeah. So all that coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Greetings. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-311.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name-brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's animal parade.
Fun
for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Excited about this newscast. This El Chapo story is amazing from the testimony yesterday.
Do tell.
But let's get the news now with Marcia Phillips.
First out of the gate, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer is confirming the 2019 State of the Union will not proceed as planned.
I have mixed feelings about this. I don't like Nancy Pelosi's crowd forcing this. On the other hand, I've been complaining about how stupid the State of the Union is for many years.
Yeah. Come for the, it feels like, royalty, and stay for the laundry list of programs that'll never happen.
Right.
And the Supreme Court is sitting there taking verbal abuse from Barack Obama, and it's just, it's degenerated.
Well, and the nonstop applause standing up and sitting down and to make it clear to all your constituents that I'm for this or against this.
You lied!
In light of the government shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested this morning to President Trump to work with her on rescheduling his January 29th State of the Union or give his prepared remarks to Congress on paper.
That, which is the way it was originally done. Yep. Going back to that would be awesome. Nobody needs this. It's a campaign speech for every president. I can see why every president wants to do it.
Here's your counter. Because every president wants to do it. Donald J. Trump announces, I'll be delivering the State of the Union address directly to the American people.
See how many people watch it.
Right.
Ultimately,
that is absolutely the way to do it.
Yeah.
In fact, it's almost certainly what's going to happen.
Yep. You heard it here first, unless you heard it here somewhere else before that.
Ultimately, the decision rests with Pelosi, not Trump. That's what Hoyer is saying.
In fact, if I'm Trump, isn't that a better way to do it?
Yes.
Why do I need to do it in front of a crowd that's going to boo all the half the things I say and...
Well, he loves confrontation, so I think he would enjoy that. He enjoys a scrape. But going straight to the people is kind of his thing. So, yeah, he'll do it from the Oval Office or whatever.
So that guy that yells, ladies and gentlemen, the president, that guy, is he just out of work now? Or does he have another gig?
Furloughed.
Furloughed. He's going to be doing WWE wrestling.
Sergeant-at-Arms, out of work, right? Turns out El Chapo could be taking the witness stand in his drug trafficking case or trial now underway in Brooklyn.
Does he get to wear his favorite blue hat? I figured out why he wears that, I think, to make him look taller.
That?
He wears a big, tall hat perched on top of his head to make him look taller.
Mm.
Classic short guy move.
If he does, the accused drug kingpin will have to answer questions about an enormous bribe allegedly paid to a former Mexican president.
Oh, yeah.
The president!
Yes.
The president!
Well, we have a clip of, I believe. Positive Sean, can we find that clip?
Oh, that's the
that's him.
Panel wall?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Go ahead, Marshall. That's Fox, isn't it?
We'll get... Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's
I'm
Fox.
Sorry.
That's
I guess,
not, that's not who we're
you know
talking
what?
About.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, El Chapo's one-time associate dropped bombshell testimony yesterday, claiming El Chapo once paid the president Enrique Peña Nieto $100 million to look the other way. Peña Nieto, who left office last year, called the claim false and defamatory when it first came up earlier
in the
trial.
You would. We take for granted the rule of law we've got in the United States. Even with all its flaws, you rarely think the police or your local mayor or governor or whatever is on the take of a drug lord, let alone the president of the country.
Yeah, it is so hard to start civilization and to keep it going. People take it for granted. Man, it's a thin line between civilization and chaos. And they've got something close to chaos in Mexico.
And if the president of the country is taking a bribe, and your mayor is taking a bribe, what hope do you have for going down to your local office or whatever because you want to do something at your house or, you know, buy a piece of land to start a fruit stand or whatever?
Right.
I mean, you know that that's all about bribes and who you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if at the high levels, if the president takes a $100 million bribe, you got no chance. In the very local level.
Nieto was still president when El Chapo was captured in 2016 and extradited to the U.S. in 2017.
What's El Chapo's game plan at this point, taking the stand? He can't possibly think he's going to get out of it this time, can he? You think he's still holding out hope that he gets out
of
it? All
you need is one juror. Now, the government will retry him as many times as is necessary.
Right.
But, you know, I have a feeling he's just looking for one juror.
He could get up there and be looking directly into one juror's eyes and convince them right then and there.
Well, and you would... It's not a stretch right. to think that he can reach you, find you or your family, and right. do something to you. He's been doing it for years. He's the most
old
powerful...
silver or lead thing. I could see, you know, I'm a juror. I'm, you know, sequestered. Maybe I'm going home or whatever. A guy sidles up to me. Maybe I'm at a ball game. Maybe I'm at one of my kids' soccer games. Yep. And the guy says, $100 million. $100 million. Totally laundered. Nobody ever know you have it. Think about it. And he'd walk away. And 2 days later, he'd be there again. You say, we're very, very good at covering our tracks, $100 million. I mean, if he can, and they might try that on the six most likely jurors. Of course, then at least some yep. of those jurors would report it to the judge, and then it'd be on. Then you'd have a problem.
Well, but, then doesn't yeah. he show up and say, you know, I got a kid your age. That your kid of yours rides the blue bicycle to school? Yeah. I got a kid your age. I mean, what do you do then?
Yeah. It'd be a shame if that beautiful little boy never grew up.
Then
they'd walk away, because they say that stuff all the time.
And they do it all the time.
Right.
He is the most ruthless, powerful, this kind of person, mob leader, outside of Putin, I suppose, there's been in the world.
Well, it's certainly in our hemisphere. Yeah.
Facebook and other tech companies have played a pretty major role in upending the news industry, but now the social media giant wants to help support local news and is planning to spend $300 million over the next 3 years to do just that.
Facebook. It was announced that Mark Zuckerberg cured cancer. My immediate reaction would be, I wonder why.
Yeah, how is he profiting from this?
Right. Or how is he going to take my data? Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Facebook is saying they consistently hear from their users that they want more local news and said that while they will continue to fight misinformation and false stories on Facebook, they have also a, quote, responsibility to help local news organizations, quote, grow and thrive.
Well, you also consistently...
I don't watch the news.
Good decision, young man.
It's nice you're responding to your users. Your users also consistently say they don't want you to take our data and sell it to random apps. But you keep doing that.
You know, I like this announcement. Local news is important. You know, keep listening on whatever station you're listening. But I don't believe him. I just don't believe anything he says.
No. Why would you?
Right.
Well, Facebook said it wants to help local journalists and new organizations with what they're going to need for news gathering and with creating sustainable business models.
He created this for himself, but I am, as Joe, cynical enough that I think even if this is completely legit, it came about because they thought we need some positive out there.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's one of those Mussolini made the trains run on time things.
There you go. That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
I do appreciate a timely train.
Well, who doesn't?
Mm.
Who doesn't? That is something, man. You are a country in trouble when the drug kingpin bribes the president of the country.
Allegedly. One of the great progressive states in the union is going to start mandatory visits to check on your baby, if you have a baby.
Ooh.
We'll get to that sooner or later.
Wow.
Families making over $100,000 are poor, according to the federal government, in one part of the country.
Okay.
That's more.
Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know. Nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Trump on Twitter today continued to push for his proposed border wall, saying, quote, a big new caravan is heading up to our southern border from Honduras. Oh, my God, that means the only thing between us and them is the Border Patrol, ICE, a fence, mountains, a river, Mexico, and Guatemala.
Well, that's...
he said a fence.
Yeah. That joke would be fun, except for the other people made it all the way to the border. And yeah, they actually had to, like, repel them with tear gas to keep them away. Anyway.
Yeah.
So the one of the big stories of the day is it looks like the State of the Union is canceled, or at least in the traditional form. of he walks into the big chamber and stands up in front of everybody and gives a State of the Union address.
Right, the former used to, the president addressing the houses of Congress there. Well, okay, I guess we'll live. It's quite a move, but I don't know. I've got a feeling that we've just got to get past all this, and cooler heads will prevail soon, and everybody will be fine. I don't think it's a threat to the union, honestly. It's a hell of a move by Pelosi and Hoyer and company, but I think we'll be all right as a people. So a couple of things. First of all, in our selective outrage grab bag, you have a couple of days ago we talked about this, a CNN correspondent accusing a Fox News reporter of resting on his white privilege through his whole career when the Fox News guy is a black guy, and he responded quite eloquently to all of that and quite genially, too. He said, hey, she made a mistake. She's an interesting person. She and I disagree, but I like the conversation. If those roles had been reversed, CNN and Fox, it would be on the front pages. We'd be hearing about it constantly. The big newspapers of our country would be, you know, writing long and impassioned editorials. Likewise, MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle suggested this week that Lindsey Graham is being blackmailed by the president, hinting that it's because he's gay. That's the only explanation of why Lindsey Graham has come around to be a Trump supporter. Or it could be that Donald Trump or somebody knows something pretty extreme about Lindsey Graham. We're going to have to leave it there. If that had been done on Tucker Carlson, again, the nation would have come to a halt. There'd be marches in the streets, and gay America would be savaging Fox News. But because selective outrage is selective, nobody cares. And frankly, I don't care. Lindsey Graham's going to be fine. The reporter from Fox, I don't recall his name, David... doesn't matter. He's a fine guy. He's going to be fine. That's the thing about all the fake outrage in America these days. Some of you get mad that it only goes one way. I don't get that mad because when it goes the one way, it's completely fake anyway. So I just as soon call it out for its fakeness. I don't want consistency. I don't want America to grind to a halt because somebody suggested Donald Trump is blackmailing Lindsey Graham for being gay. Because that'd be dumb. I get tired of dumb. So that's our selective outrage report. Now on to California just keeps getting crazier. Of course, you know, you
all these segments have to have a name like you do on cable news?
Yeah.
And like a banner. And
graphics, yeah. Although it's radio, so you can't see the graphics. But they're behind me, trust me. And, you know, California, as crazy as it is about to be wiped off the face of the earth by the giant killer pinwheel of doom storm coming off the Pacific, the cold and merciless Pacific. Report out this week from HUD, that's the Department of Housing and Urban Development, finds that the median price for a single-family home in the Bay Area. Jack, would you like to define median for us?
Halfway between the bottom and the top?
Yeah, exactly. There's as many above it as below it, and vice versa. The median single-family home in the Bay Area of California is $935,000.
Whoa!
That's the median.
Wow. Now, is there one $1 billion home that pulls that number up? Or
no. No. This is a good example, though. CBS News was on this. Here's a home with a leaky roof, fenced in, looks terrible, run down. It looks like it's about to fall down. It was sold for $1.23 million, which beat six competing offers.
Oh, that's the median. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just astonishing.
How is that even possible?
The long and short is a family earning $117,000 a year now qualifies as low income in the Bay Area. $117,000. You're poor people. In the Bay Area of California.
I get that. I get the math on that and everything like that.
I do too,
The only reason you really got to point that out is just if you hear any national numbers.
Yeah.
Any national statistics about wealth or poverty or the rich paying their fair share.
Right.
A lot of people in rural America would think somebody making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year is making a lot of money.
Well, and they would be.
And they would be.
Right.
But not there.
National tax levels are stupid. That family, that poor family. Making $117,000 is paying a lot of income tax. Whereas, you know, a family making $117,000 in southern Indiana, for instance, which is beautiful if you've never been there, is making crazy money. They have the biggest house in town. So, anyway. And then finally this, also from the California report. Is a picture of California on the map and a bear swiping at the camera. Again, it's a radio show. You'll have to trust me on this.
Oh, boy.
Supermodel Kaia Gerber, who I've never heard of in my life, has opened the first facial workout studio in Los Angeles.
I think you're a regular model, not a supermodel.
I don't know. What's a supermodel? They solve crimes.
Shouldn't I have heard your name if you're a supermodel?
Yeah. Supermodel Kaia Gerber has already frequented Skin Camp, where Skin Gym's popular facial rollers promise to sculpt the face in minutes. From quickie boosts to Botox and filler to surgical nips and tucks, the youth-seeking Hollywood crowd has practically every anti-aging treatment at its disposal. But the first ever Skin Gym has opened and offers it all in one place.
Sounds macabre. Sounds like something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Skin Gym.
Esthetician and master of irony, Skin Gym founder Karina Sulzer says, going back to my Ukrainian roots and Eastern European mindset, it's about being as natural as possible.
There you go.
Wow. Dr. Orwell would like to speak to you. Shelves are stocked with their line of beauty accessories, inspired by Gua Sha, ancient Chinese medicine. Or just made up last week and a bunch of dumb people who think Gwyneth Paltrow's the sage have fallen for it. Includes medicine, therapy techniques, rose quartz rollovers, the jade roller, the red jasper roller, and facial cupping sets, whatever they are.
Sounds awful.
All great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope. Final Thoughts is two words.
Okay. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
That wasn't good. Let's get a final thought from everybody to wrap up the hour. It's Marshall Phillips. Marshall?
Well, after today's news, I'm waiting to hear that Trump's State of the Union will be delivered in a series of tweets starting early tomorrow morning.
I like that. Like 50 tweets.
Yes. Will he number the State of the Union tweets? Yes. Positive Sean, your final thought.
Yes, the Japan's robot hotel has laid off half of its 243 robots after they created more problems in work than they could solve. One of the layoffs included two velociraptors that manned the front desk because they couldn't scan passports properly.
Oh, boy. Michelangelo, final thought.
Well, I was going to make another Chris Christie fat joke, but I already did two. So instead, I'll do a PSA reminding parents to spend time reading to their children for radio station license renewal purposes.
Awesome. I like that.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share?
Trying to live vicariously, is that the right word, through my son and his view of the world, because it's more enjoyable to be a kid. And then I picked him up from school yesterday, his first day of school, wearing his new tennis shoes that I bought him. I said, how was school day? And he said, these new shoes are great. I only got tagged once at recess.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Clear advantage.
Absolutely.
Clear advantage. My final thought is we're entering day four without internet at my house. Hope is dimming. Our food supply is dwindling.
Do you all just sit in the corner rocking back and forth, holding your knees?
There's a great deal of crying, a great deal of prayer, a great deal of writing on chalkboards and other primitive devices. We're designing websites for each other on the dry erase board. Honey, I call mine lookatthis.com, and then we cry.
I should bring you the new Monopoly game that we got for Christmas. We started playing with the kids and kind of lost interest.
No, thanks.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
We're completely bored, but we're not that bored. Mm-hmm. So many people, thanks so little time. Hey, if you want to email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Something we ought to be talking about, send it along. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
If you're anti-establishment and you want to step away from the establishment, you need to figure out when you win, how do you accomplish it?
Armstrong. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.